Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you guys today? How is life going for you? Is it wonderful? Are you blessed today? Is everything just going the way that you thought it would be? Are you just enjoying the Saturday morning and just or Saturday afternoon? Ooh, sorry. It's actually 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's 7 p.m. New York time. And on our line, we have Miss Sheena. Hi, Sheena. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys? Thanks so much for interviewing me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, Sheena, I'm not going to try to assault your last name, so I'm going to let you say it.
Oh, yeah, it's some smear.
All right. She's a Virginia native. She is a music artist with an extensive resume of career accolades stemming from the age of 7. Oh, my gosh. Her stage name is Sheena. She is now in New York City and is a established songwriter, singer, as well as an actress, model, producer, and more. She's just an amazing go-getter. She's a type A personality. She's an alpha female. She is the bomb. It is Miss Sheena on the line with Conversations with the Diva. She is amazing. She released her debut record in May 2014 and has since been featured on AXTV, MTV.com, and more. Miss Sheena, welcome to Conversations with the Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams, and I'm going to be interviewing you today. Thank you for taking your time to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Of course. No, thank you.
So how are you today, young lady? How is it in New York for you right now? What's the weather like?
Oh, it's cold, but I'm good. I'm good. You know, I'm bundled up. I've got my jacket on. It's way different than Virginia. When I go down there, it's like, you know, way hotter, like 10 degrees hotter. So
I went to graduate school in Lynchburg, Virginia, Liberty University. I went to graduate school.
Oh, wow. I have a lot of friends that went there. That's nice.
Yes, I love it. So, you know what? Let me do my introductions, and then we're going to have our interview. You're on Conversations with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. I'm your host, as the beautiful Vellante Grant said. This is WBDN Media by Design Network. Our show today is brought to you by Coach Danny Bongiorno, Next Level Fitness. He's the most amazing fitness coach ever. So if you guys mm-hmm. want a trainer and you're in Las Vegas or you want to talk to somebody by phone who can help you with fitness, you need to call 702-303-3765. And on the line with me is my fabulous co-host, my son, Elisha DeVille. Hello, Evie. What's up?
Nothing much. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're good. Say hello to Miss Sheena, Eli.
Hey,
hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, we're going to start, and Eli and I are going to tag team you. But my first question is, you've been doing music since you were 7. Where did that come from, and who inspired you?
Oh, yeah. So when I started, I was actually singing background for my cousins. I always knew I wanted to sing. Like, I started singing, you know, like, since I was basically introduced to it, like, 2 years old. But I started performing with my cousins around, like, 7. And they used to perform at, like, talent shows. They were way older than me, about 5 years older than me. But, you know, I was really tall for my age back then, so they were just, like, sneaking into their shows, you know, for, like, their school and all that. But nobody knew that I was only 7 years old. But I always knew, like, I wanted to go and, you know, do my own thing. But I used to be really shy, so.
You used to be really shy?
Yeah, but then I kind of opened up. I started recording at the age of 10. And then I had my first talent show by myself when I was 10, and then I never stopped.
So how did they help you overcome shyness to go do stage performance? Because now you do music, you do acting, singing. How does that work? How does that help you come out of your shell?
it was definitely being put into situations. Like, I would go, I used to be part of a production company called PCP. It stands for Positive Thinking People. And I joined that when I was 7 years old. And they used to just put me out there. I would just be sitting there, you know, and just chilling, thinking I'm, like, supporting my cousins. And they're like, go sing a song. And I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, you. Go sing in front of all these, you know, older people. People are 17 to they're like 25 in there, and I'm 7 years old singing for them, you know. So that definitely put me
wow.
out there. Yeah. Just being put on the spot, and I feel like that's important for artists, you know, going to open mics, getting comfortable on the
uh-huh.
stage. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what before we hear, and I'm going to let you choose your songs, but before we play each song, we're going to talk about it, then we're going to play it. But we have Air Balloons and Take Your Time. Those are the two songs I have. And
mm-hmm.
before we go any further, I want to thank Alexis, for your agent, for just honoring me again with a blessing of an interview of a really great music artist. This is Sheena. She's chose to come on Conversations with the Diva, play a couple of her songs, and we are trying to support her. So you guys make sure that you guys follow her. You get to say
thank
where
you.
You can follow everybody, but I like them to have it in the beginning too. Where can everybody follow you at and find
definitely.
You?
Definitely. Follow me. Every handle is the same. S-H-E-N-N-A Music. That's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, my webpage, S-H-E-N-N-A Music.
All right. Now, Eli has a question for you before we start. Let's play your song. Eli, what's your question?
You said that you started singing when you were young. Like, how, you said two?
Yeah. My mom has a recording of me actually singing I've Been Working on the Road when I was, like, two
oh, wow.
years old. Yeah.
So, like, did you, like, start off with, like, carols or, like, how did, was it just anything, any kind of song, or how did you get into that?
You know, my grandmother actually used to sing, and then my mother would always try to teach me songs, and I would just mimic everything that she did back. My family is not too musical, but they saw it in me at a young age, so they just pushed for it.
Okay.
Do you
okay,
read
it.
Music?
Yeah, I do. I actually went to school for music. I went to Howard University, and then I transferred
did
to Berklee
really?
College of Music. Yeah, as a music major.
Wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's a conversation with the Diva with a point. Here you go. Education is a big thing. It's great to be music, basketball, any kind of thing. But look at how this young lady has backed up herself with an education. Can we say that, Eli? Education?
Education.
Education. All right, Sheena, we're going to play. Which song do you want us to play first, Air Balloons or Take Your Time?
I say definitely Take Your Time.
Okay, tell us about that song. Why did you write it? What were you thinking? And who helped you produce and write it?
Oh, yeah, Take Your Time is Take Your Time, Dream in Color. That was the debut single off of my first EP, Dream in Color, which is about paying attention to the little details of life and just taking your time. I feel like everybody rushes through things so fast and doesn't appreciate, you know, the beautiful things of life. So.
All right, and here is Take Your Time with Sheena. We'll be right back.
Without the ocean spray, I don't know if I can see you
I like the beat, and I like the upbeat part of it. And Eli, what do you think about that?
It was really, really nice. Like you said, upbeat. Well, who did the, did you actually have like a choir to do the background, those background
voices?
No,
that's actually me. There's this thing that I like to do. Like, you know, each artist try to find their like signature, you know, when you hear somebody, you're like, that must be that person. I try to like make, basically it's called game vocals. So I record like 10 different tracks. So I do different voices. Basically, I'm singing Take Your Time, The Chorus Take Your Time. I did, like, a high-pitched voice, a low one, an accent. So it sounds like there's a group of people in the room singing it.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, now, tell us, what advice would you have, because you're an indie artist, what advice would you have for an up-and-coming artist, and what do you think is, and what do you think about ethics in this industry? How can artists continue to be ethical?
You say, how can artists, I'm sorry, can you repeat that last part?
How can artists continue to be ethical in the industry while trying to achieve their dream?
Oh, right, definitely. To be relevant, honestly, it's just staying consistent, in my opinion. Like, always putting out material, making sure it's the right material that fits your brand. You know, it's really hard, especially for myself, I could say, to brand yourself, because as an artist, you know, you want to express your creativity. So it's like, okay, what genre am I? Am I R&B? Am I pop? Am I this? But you, like, have to, you know, nail it down. You could like a whole bunch of genres, but you don't want to confuse your fan base. You know what I mean? So definitely staying consistent, making sure that the material is as professional as possible, not rushing things. Because, you know, I know a lot of people want to just, they're excited when they record a song. I'm speaking for myself. Like, I've been through this. Like, you're excited, you got this awesome song, you're like, yay, let's put it out there. But you want to make sure it's all about timing, it's all about staying, you know, consistent, and also just making sure that you're engaging with your supporters. You know, you don't want to ever forget the people who are, you know, interviewing you, the people who are, you know, just taking the time out to repost your stuff. You don't want to ignore them. We're never too big. My friend told me the other day, actually, each person counts. It doesn't matter if there's five people in the audience supporting you or there's 500. You want to make sure you at least acknowledge as many people as you can, because you never know what person might make a difference. So.
And you're absolutely right. And I think that's the same thing that I go with when you meet somebody or you're walking down the street and you give somebody a smile. We all need to treat people as if they're the last person we might see that day, or because you never know how much a smile or something means to somebody. So I love your attitude. It's very caring and kind, and I love it. So tell me, what has been your favorite venue to play at?
I would definitely say going back to the Howard Theater, because, you know, I went to Howard University. So being in New York City, I haven't been able to go back to Virginia as much as I want to. And some of my fraternity sisters, I'm in a music fraternity called Sigma Alpha Iota, and I was able to have a lot of them come out. And they surprised me. I didn't know all of them were going to come out. So there is, like, so many people in the audience for us. My band in New York City came to Howard with me, so it was great showing them, you know, hey, this is the school I went to. Like, this is somewhere that I've been wanting to perform since I was at Howard, and now as an alum, I'm able to perform here. Like, this is, you know, that was a great feeling to have my family saying that, you know, I'm not in New York just wasting time or, you know what I mean, just partying, like I'm actually, you know, doing something productive.
Now, how do you balance your, because I know you work and you sing and you act. How do you balance your life and how do you stay consistent and take time for yourself?
That's funny. I'm actually, like, walking from work right now. That's why you might hear some, like, cars in the background. I've been trying to, like, run and get into a quiet spot. I balance my time just by, honestly, by staying positive, you know. It's really hard because you get in this work environment, you're like, this is not what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I want to do, music full-time, especially for me, you know, moving out from Virginia to New York. I didn't move here to, you know, work other than do music, but you just have to remember why you're working and also make sure that you're not over-scheduling everything. I always tell myself, like, okay, this week, you know, this funds is going towards my album photo shoot, or this is going towards PR, this is going towards this. So then it feels like, okay, cool, like I can get through this, you know, I'm done. But then I don't work the weekend, so I'm able to perform at night. I make sure that I just balance my time, and I found a job that, you know, it understands my career. So they let me, you know, they know I have a show. They're like, okay, we'll even come support you. I had a show the other day at the Highline Ballroom in New York City, and a lot of my work friends actually came out, so that was really nice.
And that's awesome, and I think that you're saying something really important, and people need to understand, to get to where you are, you do have to work and support yourself, and you can't just say, okay, I'm not going to work, and I hope this works out, and everybody needs to give to me. You're showing that this is real for you, and you have a passion, and you're willing to do whatever it takes to get there, and that's awesome. That's one of the great
thank
things
you.
About that I see about you that I just love, and I'm in love with.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have any questions before we go to her next song, Air Balloons?
What is your job specifically out there?
I'm a waitress.
Oh,
I'm a waitress. And
nice.
I figured out how to network at work.
Okay.
And you know what? That's important. Networking is amazing. People don't realize when you network, you're not only building up, helping people help learn how to help support you, but you're supporting other people, but you're building valuable friendships and business relationships. And the person doesn't network is a person that just is lost. Because if you think that you can do this all by yourself and get to your fame all by yourself, you're wrong. Networking is a major key. All right, tell us, young lady, about Air Balloons. Tell us about that song.
So Air Balloons is actually the first single off of my album that's releasing in the beginning of next year, 2016. So that song, I released it first because it has a summer vibe to it. If you watch the music video, it's at a pool party. Ever since I recorded the song, I was like, this is definitely like a summer party song, as in the scene is a party.
Okay.
It's actually a flashback to something that happened when I was in Virginia. So there is just like this party, and everybody was like just coming for no reason. Like, I didn't even invite that many people. It was supposed to be just a few friends, and just, people just kept showing up. People just kept showing up.
Oh,
and I
tried
to twist it in with a Project X kind of feel. So, yeah, it's just, I guess it's to relate to everybody. It's basically just living in the moment. And that's my thing. I like to have a lot of positive songs about just enjoying life, because I feel like there's so much negative stuff on the radio and also so much stuff degrading people. So I like to, you know, try to put as much positive, or, you know, at least people can relate to in my music.
No, you're absolutely right, and I love that. All right, here's Sheena and her song Air Balloons. Here we go.
Flashing lights in a backyard table, torn jeans and a quarter-inch cable. We point our speakers to the moon. Blankets that we're laying on rooftops, taking shots in the parking lot. We'll fly away like air balloons. I'm feeling high, getting low, moving up or down, since don't divide. I'm feeling alright, yeah. I'm feeling high, we're getting low, moving up or down, since don't.
We're living the moment and loving the feeling. Before you
like it. That is a summer song. That's actually a jump rope song too. Oh my God, I love it. Now, what is the one? Where do you see yourself in the next 2 years?
In the next 2 years, I mean, the dream basically would be of, I guess, touring. I would love to go tour, you know, either opening up for somebody who's big or just, you know, doing my own thing. I love speaking things into existence. So, like, even when I go to venues and I'm just, like, you know, just supporting, I'm like, I'm going to perform here. Like, so hopefully, you know, that's definitely what I want to do, travel.
Who's your dream artist that you would like to open up for?
It would definitely be, I know a lot of people would say Beyonce, Rihanna, all those people. I love them, but I'm a songwriter, and I love Corinne Bailey Ray. That's one of my favorite artists. Like, she inspires me to write, so even just being able to open up for her, that would be, wow, that would be an honor.
Now, can you, you sound like you're a soprano. Are you a soprano or you're alto when you sing?
I'm a soprano, you're right. I am a soprano. But I've learned how to, the two songs that I played today, I selected those because they kind of have a similar, you know, tone to them, I guess you could say, a similar vibe. But I usually sing in my soprano voice more,
And now, I know you're actress too. What, what have you been involved with? Or do you do plays? Or do you do try to do screenplays? What do you try to do?
When I was in Virginia, I did a lot of plays. I used to do a lot of serious acting. I was actually, it was funny, one time I got a role in a play, and my friends were like, oh, congratulations, you got the lead role. And I was, like, freaking out. I ran to see the list to see, you know, what character was I. And I saw the girls' list, and I didn't see my name. I'm like, oh, they must have thought it was somebody else. Then I go to the guys' list, and I'm the lead guy. I was like, what is going on? What is going on here? But it was my favorite play I was ever in. It was so much fun to channel that character. And acting also helps me, you know, as a performer, as a music performer. Out here, I've done a lot of, I guess you could say, people do a lot of, like, web series and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got some voiceover work. I do, because I love imitating voices. Yeah,
okay.
I've done some voiceover work in the industry, been on some commercials, some little jingles and stuff like that. And I've done a lot of more modeling. So I guess you could say, like, singing and then print modeling for some up-and-coming clothing lines out here.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you. Now, is there any question that I didn't ask you that you would want everybody to know about you?
No. I mean, I think you guys, thank you so much. You guys asked a lot of great questions. Basically, I'm just, you know, releasing the album coming out next year that I'm very excited about. It's my first album. Thanks to my producer, Austin Bello. I worked with him on Dream and Color as well. And all I can say is that, I guess, one question is the sound that I'm going for, or, like, the what is the concept of this album? It's just definitely showing more of my style. Like, the first one, the EP, it kind of dabbled into a lot of different genres without it sounding, you know, like, basically, you know, what is she doing? Why is she singing country than R&B? This one is really cohesive, and it just shows the kind of artist that, you know, I am. If I could relate myself to other artists, genre-wise, it'd probably be, like, Charlie XCX, Gwen Stefani, a Fergie. That's kind of the vibe I'm going for this, but with my own take on it.
Charlie XCX is an interesting artist. I understand that.
I love her. She's cool.
Yeah, well, you know, I can sing one song. It's called You Are My Sunshine. Okay, that's it. And moving on. Okay, one last time, young lady, Miss Sheena, tell us where we can find you at on all of the Twitter, social media, and how can people contact you to get requests for you to come on their radio?
Oh, definitely. So my social media is Shena Music, S-H-E-N-N-A Music, at S-H-E-N-N-A Music. You can also go to my website, which is shenna.com. If you Instagram message me, you know, tweet me. I'm really big on social media, as in, like, I respond back fast. So I'm always on my phone, always dying. But yeah, I got you guys. I would love to be featured. And follow me, guys. I'll follow you back. If you have any other questions or anything, I'll answer that for sure.
And then is it all right with you if we continue to just play your songs for you throughout as we go on my different shows and just give the credit out to you? Is that okay with you?
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right. Because I have now Lady Princess, I have Sheena, I have so many different artists that are indie that have just My Life by Michael M.J. Johnson. I just mm-hmm. There's just so many interesting new artists. And Sheena, Air Balloons, I'm going to have to tell you that was my favorite. But also, like, Take Your Time. It's like a hip-hop
Thank
beat
you.
There. I like it. I can't even dance, but I can.
You.
Eli can probably dance. Well, this is Conversations with the Diva. We've been on the phone with beautiful Sheena, who is multitasking because women can multitask. They can walk, they can run, they can talk on the phone and do an interview and hold it all together. You men, oh, well, too bad for you. But we women, we just rock. Eli, don't hate me, Eli. And I thank you for my co-host, Elisha DeVille, who we will next week, we will be having a fantastic show. Next Friday, we have a special show coming from the auto show that's going to be here. We will be interviewing the industry car leaders and also taking pictures. Wednesday's show next week will be with Jal Judah and James Gordon, who is a book author. And on Thursday, we have 15 ways to be thankful and quick appetizers in case you get advice at last minute Thanksgiving party that you just don't really want to go, but you want to bring food because you get free alcohol. I'm just saying, I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Thank you for tuning in to Conversations with the Diva. Sheena, be blessed. Thank you, Alexis, for bringing me another great artist. Alexis has brought me now Sheena, Brittany Guzman, Jamel Lynch. We are just on a roll, and we appreciate her so much. You guys have a great afternoon. Peace out. Be loved. Remember, if you are struggling with mental health, you can dial 211 in any state in the United States. That's 211, and they will refer you to services. If you're struggling and you're suicidal and you cannot wait, you need to dial 911 or get to the nearest emergency room right now. Mental health is real. It doesn't mean that you're not important or that you have a disease. It just means that you may need to just a little help that so that the people around you can't give. You're loved. Remember Jeremiah 29:11, that God wants to give you a hope and a future and prosper you and not harm you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to our Saturday Super Exclusive with Miss Sheena. Follow her on her handles. This is Sabrina Williams signing off. Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.